A warrior so bold, and a virgin so bright, conversed as they sat on the crane. They gazed on each other in tender delight. Alonso the Brave was the name of the knight, and his consort the fair Angeline. And so said the youth, since tomorrow I go to fight in some far distant land, your tears for my absence and ceasing to flow, some other will court you, and you will bestow on a wealthier suitor your hand. Hush, hush, these suspicions, fair Angeline cried, offensive to God and to me. For if you be living or if you be dead, I swear by the Virgin that none in your stead shall husband of Angeline be. If by hire or by lust or by wealth let aside, forget my Alonso the Brave. God grant that to punish my falsehood and pride, your ghost of my marriage should sit by my side, should tax me with perjury, claim me for a bride, and bear me away to the grave. To Palestine hastened this hero so bold, his love she lamented him sore. But scarce had a twelvemonth elapsed when behold, a barren hall covered with jewels and gold arrived at fair Angeline's door. His treasure, his presence, his spacious domain soon made her untrue to her vows. He dazzled her eyes, he bewildered her brain, he caught her affection so light and so vain, and carried her home as his spouse. And now had the marriage been blessed by the priest, the revelry now was begun. The tables they groaned with the weight of the feast, nor yet had their laughter and merriment ceased, when the bell at the castle tolled one. When to her amazement fair Angeline found a stranger was placed by her side, his ire was terrific, he uttered no sound, he spake not, he moved not, he turned not around, but earnestly gazed on the bride. His visor was closed, and gigantic his height, his armor was sable to view. All pleasure and laughter were hushed at his sight, the dogs as they eyed him drew back in affright, and the lights in the chamber burned blue. His presence all hearts appeared to dismay, the guests sat in silence and fear. At length spake the bride, while trembling I pray, sir knight, that aside your helmet would lay, and deign to partake of our cheer. The lady was silent, the stranger complied, his visor he slowly unclosed. Great God, what a sight met fair Angeline's eyes! What words can express her dismay and surprise when a skeleton's head was exposed? All present then uttered a horrified shout and turned with dismay from the scene. The worms they crept in and the worms they crept out, they sported his eyes and his temples about, while the spectre addressed Angeline. Behold me, O false one, oh, behold me, he cried, remember Alonso the Brave. God grant that to punish your falsehood and pride, my ghost at your marriage should sit by your side, should tax you with perjury, claim you for a bride, and bear you away to the grave. So saying, his arms round the lady he wound, while loudly she shrieked in dismay, then sank with his prey through the wide yawning ground, and never again was fair Angeline found, or the spectre that bore her away. Not long lived the baron and none since that time to inherit this castle presume, for chronicles tell that by order sublime there Angeline suffers the pain of her crime and mourns her deplorable doom. At midnight four times round the year does her sprite, while mortals in slumber are bound, arrayed in her bridal apparel of white, appear in the hall with her skeleton knight, and she shrieks as he whirls her around, while they drink out of skulls newly torn from the grave. Dancing round them the spectres are seen, the lictor is brought in this horrible stave, they held to the health of Alonso the Brave and his consort the fair Angeline.